This week, we are celebrating the release of my new book, Binge, in stores everywhere today. We discuss the smut in my writing, how I'm avoiding lawsuits from this book, chapters that didn't make the cut, why my publisher probably hates me, and behind-the-scenes exclusives about name-dropping YouTubers in my stories. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into this week's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Audible.com. Y'all know them and love them. They make this podcast completely free, so you gotta give them some love. If you use audiblepodcast.com/besties, you are gonna get your first book free. They're the leading provider of audiobooks with over 180,000 downloadable titles. So use that link and give them some love, because if you like this episode being free, it's because of them. Thanks, Audible.
Well, Tyler.
Hi, Corey!
Are you excited? The big day is finally
here.
The
day is here. It's finally here. It's October 20th, you guys. Unless you're listening to this like 3 years later, then you guys, there was a day 3 years ago that was a big deal for me.
Yeah.
October 20th.
Google it.
2015.
Check out his Wikipedia page.
Whose birthday is October 20th? There's got to be some celebrities, I'm sure.
I mean, I can actually check Facebook.
Please
you
do.
Know.
Please do.
What's that? Famous birthdays.
Oh, my God. Corey got an email maybe a year or two ago from famousbirthdays.com, and they were like, we'd like to add you to our roster. And Corey immediately texts me and goes, well, it's happening. October 20th. Who do we got?
The number one person.
Tell me.
According to the website.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
Well, Snoop, step aside, because there's a new birth in town. And it's the birth of my book.
Did you ever imagine yourself actually birthing it?
Oh, my God.
Were you crowning with your own face?
I just did. I just thought about the book coming out of my, well, coming out of my asshole, really. But I guess that's how is that how a guy births?
I was going to say, not to be mean, but there's not a lot of recognizable people born on October 20th.
You know, somebody on that list is listening right now and they're thinking, well, Corey's pretty rude.
Well, it's probably Jess Glynn.
Who?
So, Tyler, how do you feel?
Oh, my gosh. Well,
are you nervous? Are you snervous?
I'm not snervous for this. I'm snervous for snervous. But I'm for this, I'm excited, because it's like you were there for the entire process of it. It's like it feels like 8 years of like just people knowing about it, and like the countdown has been on. So for the countdown to get to zero, I'm like, finally.
It's here. You have arrived.
Yeah, the book is out.
I thought you would be a little more like...
What?
I mean, you won't be able to spend an entire day reading reviews online until probably tomorrow
or
the next
day. Oh, my God. No, yeah. I feel like I am going to take a second away from the internet because I don't want to see what's happening right now.
Well, the good news is we're in the middle of a book tour.
Yeah, so right now the book tour has just kicked off. Last night we did New Jersey. Mm. Today we're doing New York.
It's just everywhere.
Twice, I think. Two New York stops today.
Today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow. And then we have a bunch more American stops, and then a bunch of UK stops.
Yes.
So if you are listening right now, if you want to come to the book tour, please do go to tylerkleybook.com for all the dates.
I mean, I'm glad that we're in the middle of the tour, because I think that'll be better for you than just reading reviews.
It's a good distraction. I feel like, but I don't know if I would read reviews as much as I would read tweets from my people.
Yeah.
Like, a review is like, that's... just thinking about it makes my heart race. Like, I don't want to...
Really?
I don't want to read, a five-paragraph review about what they think.
I'll cut out the good ones and put them on you.
I would much rather read, like, 140 characters from people with, like, me as their icon, because I feel like they're not going to skewer me. Maybe they will. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Because it's such a piece of shit, you mean.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Claire.
That was my official review. Uh-huh. I've been tweeting it at you all day.
Thanks.
This book is great.
Wait, but I want to know what y'all think. Did you guys get it? Did y'all like it? Did you get...
Tweet me with hashtag, I loved the binge book.
Tweet
me with
hashtag,
worth every dollar.
Binge was great, and I wouldn't buy any other book because it's great.
And hashtag, in fact, I'm getting two copies.
Hashtag, in fact, it was so good.
Now, do you think it's the perfect stocking stuffer?
I don't know. How big's your stocking, big boy? I was going to say
big enough for your book, but then I was like,
actually, no, it will fit in a stocking. Christmas is upon us. And Hanukkah.
And the holiday season.
The whole holiday season.
So, Tyler, do you want me to have an exclusive interview with you about the book?
Ask me anything, Corey.
So.
Are these all your questions? Are some of them going to be from people?
Oh, no, they're all just mine.
Okay.
I don't care. I'll read a tweet.
Sure. Ask me anything, Cor.
So why aren't I in it more?
You are in it. Are you kidding?
I said
oh my God.
More.
So many people in my life are like, can't wait to read the book. And I think that's their way of saying
in it.
I can't wait to see what you say about me. And I'm like, you're not in the book.
I was going to say, you've told most of the people that are in it.
Yeah.
I mean, you told
your
parents.
There are some people that are in it that I haven't
told. You've
told
our friends.
Yeah. Some of them that I don't know.
I'm saying friends.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Like, do you consider the other people friends?
What other people?
From that chapter about the Ten Commandments.
You can speak freely about the book now because the book is out.
I know.
I mean, there's not going to be any spoilers right here. I think I might, like, hint at things. But,
I might give you a chapter title.
Sure, yeah. What are you talking about? The Ten Commandments.
I was saying, is that who you're talking about? Like, in the Ten Commandments chapter, do you consider those friends?
I mean, there's a couple people in the Ten Commandments chapter that I'm still friends with, so they don't know that they're in that chapter.
Thank God for name changes.
Yeah.
I meant like you told me and Millie and our friend Lolo.
Yeah.
Lulu.
Yes. I mean, the friends that know about me intimately and know about the stories are, they know that they're in the book. Like Dolan, for example, he knows, like I got his approval for the parts that he's in the book because I was like, I don't want to change your name because people know you and like nothing's really bad or negative about you, but, he was like, just send it to me and I want to know.
I think my favorite part of the process was the name changing.
Oh, my God. It was the worst.
No, I loved it.
You didn't have to do it.
I remember
changing
you being
names
like,
was the hardest thing.
And then you told me the next day and I'm like, really? You switched their name to that? I was like, they look more like a Brad.
And then I got on the phone with Simon and Schuster, my publisher, and I was like, can we change that name to Brad?
You're like, instead of Carl.
So I had to have like a literal 3-hour call with the legal team because they had plucked every part of the book that I could get sued for. And they were like, how important is this to you to keep this in? And almost everything I was like, keep it in. They were like, okay, well, if it's kept in, you have to at least change some names. I probably changed almost every name.
Wouldn't it be funny if you just changed mine to like Corey with no E?
Corey with a C.
Ew. Oh,
and everyone's like, what a typo. I'm like, I changed that person's name.
It's a whole new person.
A whole new person.
And I'm in a whole new world with you. The book world.
Well, I gotta, for the people that have read it, anytime that Corey is mentioned, it is actually Corey. That's not a name change. That's not somebody else.
Oh, thank God. Did you put like my @Twitter in there?
No.
Well, that's weird and rude.
You didn't get any promo.
Anytime I see your book in a bookstore, I'm gonna go to a page about me and write @CoreyCool.
Follow this character on Twitter.
Follow him. He's a real
boy. Interactive.
Yeah, you know. I was just going to spend the whole time at the Barnes & Noble at the Grove just changing, just writing my name, signing autographs.
Oh, my God. I'm excited for the Barnes & Noble at the Grove signing because I feel like we always walk by. Remember that day we walked by and Hannah Hart had a big poster?
Yeah,
and I was
that's
like, oh, my
be
God,
you.
Hannah. So, yeah, that'll be me for a second.
I thought you were going to say you were excited because there's a high likelihood that people will bring us Cheesecake Factory since they're next door
Please
to each other.
Please don't suggest that. We don't need that.
I mean, do we?
No open food item gifts because I saw a post on Tumblr about
don't trust
open Halloween candy because crazy weird guys put pins and razors in
like chocolates.
I watched
a whole documentary on Netflix about that.
An hour and a half about razors and chocolates.
Exactly. And the truth behind the story was that it was like one dad did it to his own kid once to try to cash in on a life insurance thing.
No. You are thinking of the movie.
No. I will link you.
You're literally thinking of the movie Sixth Sense. Well, that happened in Sixth Sense. Do you not remember that?
He was giving her cyanide.
I watched that movie with my family, and ever since after that, I thought, well, now my parents have an idea of how they could kill me, and now I know how they could kill me. So it was a little bit of tension in my household.
So that's how you started your YouTube channel. You set up cameras to tape them to see if they were putting poison in your chicken noodle soup.
Seeing if they were putting Windex in my club sandwich.
Speaking of chicken noodle soup, would you say this book is just like chicken noodle soup for the teenage soul?
No, but I think I do talk about... I think I name drop chicken noodle soup for the teenage soul in it. I actually think I mentioned it at some point in the book.
Weird.
A little bit weird.
Well, I've got a question that was tweeted in from Captain Gummy Bear.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you, every time I'm in a hotel room, the first thing I check at the food station is if they have gummy bears.
The last hotel we stayed in, oh, my God.
Did you have them?
No, they were like $5.
I didn't because I was like, I'm on a budget. And I know those gummy bears, I did not need them.
It was shaped in the jar of a bear.
No, it wasn't. I didn't even pick it up because I thought it was weighted.
I'll teach you how to figure out if it's weighted or not.
It's very – what's that one movie with that one guy from that one movie?
Ocean's 11.
Nope.
I think that's all
Harrison
about how to
Ford
steal gummy bears.
And he swipes out Harrison Ford in that one movie with the big, huge
Indiana
rock.
Jones.
Thank you. And he swipes out a bag of gold for a bag of rocks.
And he's
I think about that every time I'm at a weighted concession stand.
I thought every time you're at a weighted buffet.
Nope, there's no weighted buffet. You're thinking Whole Foods.
Yeah. So Captain Gummy Bear wants to know, are you going to talk about how you came out in Binge?
Yeah, actually.
There's a gay chapter?
It's called The Gay Chapter.
I was setting you up to tell them
you.
That. You're welcome.
It's called The Gay Chapter.
I'm actually Captain Gummy Bear.
your fan account for gummy bears? Haribo? Is that what it's called? Haribo? Anyway, yeah, there's a whole chapter about gay shit.
You just called it gay shit.
Gay shit. Have you ever had a gay shit?
You are my gay shit.
Oh, my God. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I know.
There's a whole chapter about my coming out story, because I've never made a video about my coming out experience. And I've actually never really talked about, like...
Your coming out video is your mom trying to poison you. True.
Cyanide in my...
She was trying to get you to say sayonara with cyanide.
Okay, calm it down. The chapter has how I came out to my friends in high school, how I came out to my family.
A little bit how you were, like, outed.
Yeah, and I've never told that story even, like, I don't think anywhere. Like, not podcast, not tour, not anywhere. Names were changed in that, obviously, because, like, not everyone in that chapter is given the kindliest narrative.
Because you sued the person who outed you. Because
I'll fucking stab a bitch. I will not stab anyone. Actually, things
actually
I need to clarify.
Won't let you say.
Yeah, so that, I mean, there's a lot of gay stuff in the book, but it's not like a life story type of thing. It's not like I'm trying to tell the story of me from start to finish. So that chapter kind of lives, a lot of the chapters can live alone. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to read them in
it's
order.
Not like
that
a,
chapter is kind of like, that's that story.
Right. I mean, it's stories from your life. That's the tie through. But yeah, I mean, you can read one and it's going to stand alone.
You know what I am excited for, though? The book is actually, it really goes well with the documentary that's coming out.
I thought you were going to say really goes well with like a cookie.
Like a good glass
or
of Chardonnay.
A warm glass of milk.
No, the book does go good with a glass of milk.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're lactose. I don't know if you lactosed.
So it
How
goes.
How much bread do you got?
It goes good with Snervous.
It goes good with Snervous because a lot of the stories, I kind of go even deeper into in Snervous, the documentary. So it's like I think the book really prepares you for, story. Like we expand a little bit on some of the stories. So read the book now.
I will
and it sets you up for the doc.
I will say it's nice because when I read the book, a lot of the stories that were revolved around high school or that sort of thing. Like we get to see that live in the documentary.
Right. And a lot of the people that you meet or introduce to in the book, you actually get to meet and see in the documentary.
Right. And it's like, I've known you for so long, but I've never been to Okemos High School. I've never seen like any of that. Right. So it was interesting to see that, especially after reading it and then like picturing it in my head.
Sure.
Your school was fancy.
Thank you.
My school had like typos on the motivational posters.
The motivation.
It was
stay
like,
in school, kids.
You can do it.
You can do it.
With a question mark.
Now, before we get into anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor. Like I said before, they are Audible.com. They are the leading provider of audiobooks with over 180,000 downloadable titles. And if you love podcasts, you will definitely love audiobooks. Whether you're driving, on your way to school, at the gym, whatever, it's perfect. Because if you want to get into books, but you don't really have the time to crack open one physically, you can have it in your here. You can enjoy the book and get through it at like a reasonable pace, truly. This week, I am recommending my own book. It's so surreal to be able to recommend my own book, finally, on Audible. After loving Audible for so long, it's kind of crazy to say you can get my book on it now. So if you want to hear my book, you can. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/besties. You will get your first book free. And if you use that link, you can get Binge for free. I would love it if you did. It's narrated by me. It was a lot of fun to do. Here's the thing. If you've already read my book, I would definitely recommend also getting the audiobook, because there's little snippets throughout the whole process that I kind of sprinkled in, because I was like, you can't see all the pictures that are in the book. So I want to make it special for the people that listen to the audiobook. So go get it. audiblepodcast.com/besties. Enjoy. Let me know what you think.
You want another question?
Sure.
I found a really good one from Adrian. Adrian says, what's one thing you put in your book that you didn't think would be there originally, or something that you didn't kind of picture?
I guess a lot of the books. So when you're going to write a book, usually you start with a proposal and you take that proposal to publishers and editors and you let them read it. And then they put in offers for your books and they say, we want to work with you on this book. We want to publish it for you. So when you make that proposal, you write like a few chapters that are kind of representative of what you're going to write for the whole book. And then you also have a table of contents of chapters that you plan to write. So it's like, okay, here are six chapters. What I did was I made six chapters. I think, what were some of the chapters that went in the proposal that actually stayed in the book? Because some of the chapters that I wrote for the proposal didn't end up staying in the book, because I was like, that doesn't fit with the book. I think there's a chapter called If You Can't Beat 'Em, Beat 'Em. If You Can't Beat 'Em, that was in the proposal. Beyonce for the Day was in the proposal. What else was in the proposal? I'm going through the table of contents right now.
I feel like you touched on the like relationship chapter in the proposal a little bit, but it wasn't
the one
like
called the one that got away.
Right, but it wasn't like a
so
full fleshed
anyway,
version.
So I wrote some of those chapters, and then I had a whole table of contents of chapters that I thought I was going to write. I didn't use that as a guide of what I should be writing next. When I finished a chapter, I was like, okay, well, what's the next chapter I'm going to start writing? I probably should have, because then it would have been easier of like, this is just my to-do list of chapters I need to write. I just was going to write whatever I wanted to write. And then by the time I had enough chapters to fill a book, I went back and looked at my table of contents and I was like, oh my God, I have like 15 chapters I never ended up even writing. So to answer the question, there was so much that went into the book that I didn't even plan on including in the book.
Like, right.
Probably half, if not two-thirds of the chapters, were never in my intentions of putting in a book. It just was what I naturally wanted to write about.
Well, I mean, you wrote for so long that some of the like experience happened while you were writing the
After
book.
After I even got the book deal. Right. And so, I mean, just glancing at the table of contents, certain chapters that I never even intended on writing about, for sure, I don't have chapter numbers, but there's a chapter called A Love Lesson that I never intended on writing about. But it was something that I journaled and something that I was kind of writing. And then I was like, you know what? This feels like something I want to include. Other examples were like certain chapters where it's kind of like thematic. Like there's a chapter called Anything for a Dollar and it's all about jobs that I've had all throughout my life.
Right.
Those were individual stories that I planned on writing about. And then they naturally had a theme that brought them together. And so it kind of became a chapter. Other examples are, let me see. There's a chapter called Story of My Life, and it's all about, should I say what it's all about? I mean, I guess it doesn't matter.
The book's out.
The book is out.
They can Google it. That chapter's probably on Tumblr right now.
No, don't put any of my chapters on Tumblr. There's a chapter called Story of My Life, and it's all about lisps. But it was something that just came about because of a conversation I had with a couple friends. And then I was like, oh my God, I could write a chapter about this. Like, I have so much to say.
Yeah.
There are a lot of chapters that I never intended to be chapters. But then they happened. And then they became chapters. And now going into continuing to write potentially for other projects, I'm just like, I'm just taking notes all the time because I'm like, that could be a chapter. That could be a thing.
Something I could expand
right on.
How many... Spooky Beeps wants to know, how many pages or chapters are there? Do you
there
know?
There are, I think, one.
This is Tyler, live, counting on air. Oh my God.
33 chapters.
Just like Jesus.
Just like Jesus. I was actually counting how many pages.
There's 33 pages.
No, there's, and then 33 chapters, and then there are, I think, 306 pages.
Oh, wow. I would have gone for 307.
I feel like more than 300 pages is a long book, right?
You got that thick book.
It's kind of like a chunk. And I got a video when they printed the first version of the book. My New York team got the book before I did. I got the book the very next day. My book agent, her name is Kate, she sent me a video of her getting the book for the first time. And the first thing she said was, "This book is so heavy!" And it's actually, like, I think kind of like a hefty book. Because it's, the paper is, like, glossy and, like, kind of, it's got, like, a weight to it.
Your arms are going to be so toned from carrying it around.
And it's a hardback book. Hardback? Yeah, hardback. It's a hardcover. Hardcover.
Hardback.
But paperback. Hardcover.
Right.
Paperback. Papercover. Papercover?
You're
anyway,
really good
it's at a hardcover book, so it's like it's a little heavy. Anyway, what was the question?
How many pages?
306.
306.
307.
You know, if you... 307?
There's an extra page if you got a signed copy.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Oh,
is it
everyone was
as,
asking me how I did the signed
one?
Copies. Because I signed the copies before I got God. The book. And everyone was like, how'd you do it? Is it real? I need them to know.
I'm going to roll my eyes at anyone even asking if it's real. Because you know how many boxes were sitting in his apartment?
My apartment was riddled with boxes and boxes of books.
Well, here's the thing.
I needed to sign.
The way they do it is they send you a million pages, and you just sign the pages, and then it gets bound back into the book.
So they sent me boxes, and the boxes were huge, filled to the brim with stacks of pages.
It was just single pages of the title page of the book.
And I had to sign each and every single page. And then they took those pages. I sent those boxes back. They took those pages individually, put each page into the book
with
the rest of the book.
Just like you would
press it.
When you're pressing all the pages together.
Right. So each of those pages I actually touched. And there might be some still signed copies available, I think at least in the UK, on the WH Smith website, on the Amazon website.
And you've already said anytime you see your book anywhere,
Waterstone website, yeah.
You're just going to sign it.
Right. Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Do you think that's allowed?
Every, yes.
So when we're at the airport and your book is there.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine my
book? Are you
going
to go up to
I'm
the person
out.
At the airport and say, "Hi,
this is my book.
Look, this is my
I'm
face.
I'm just going to be screaming.
What if you get
my
arrested?
Book!
What if you get arrested for signing it?
I'm going to sign other people's books. Sometimes I go into the bookstores in the airport and I sign other YouTubers' books.
Amy Poehler.
Hey, y'all. It's Amy. Follow my good friend Tyler Oakley on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Wait, you should do
that. If you loved this book, also check out Binge.
Wait. Pre-order.
No, yeah, some people – oh, you know what some people do?
They
put post-it notes in
their book?
Like The Fault in Our Stars in bookstores and say, "Hey, Nerd Fighter, it's another Nerd Fighter. Blah, 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 blah.
Let's be friends. Follow me on the Twitter.
Enjoy this book," or something.
Do they really?
Yeah, some kids do that.
Weird.
Adults, too.
Weird.
I use the term kids loosely.
I still need to read that other book by John.
Indulge.
Yeah.
Binge on it.
Oh, God. Do you want another question?
Junior.
This one's from Lex.
Lex.
She wants to know,
"Hi, Lex.
Will there be any smut?
Smut?
In the book.
In the book?"
You're like, "No, I saved all that for Snervous."
Oh, my God. No. Snervous is actually a porn documentary. No. There's a little bit of intimate stories. There's a chapter called Hopeless Tomantic.
That's one of my favorites.
What is your favorite?
My I have a few different. Do I want to laugh? Do I want to cry? I still think I was just very impressed with the one that got away. That's such an iconic title.
Shut up.
Borrowed from Katy Perry.
The one that got away, I think there's no smut in it, although it does talk about the day I lost my virginity.
V card.
So
goodbye.
But goodbye. people kind of got snippets of that so far. So leading up to the book coming out, y'all know I was releasing little snippets on Wattpad, but you kind of got, I think, the first fifth of the chapter.
Wait, did the Wattpad thing have the entire chapter?
They have to buy the book, so
book
if you
to
want
get
to
the last part
ends,
of it.
It's the first, like, maybe 20% of that chapter.
Oh.
It's not that much.
Oh.
The snippets that they read on Wattpad, there's four snippets that went out, and they were only like a page or two each.
Wow.
And the chapter itself, that's, I think, is like
longest,
40 pages.
It's the longest chapter in the book for sure.
But regarding smut, there are a few chapters that actually kind of get a little bit like
smutty. I mean, I just picture like
Hopeless Tomanic. I'm like, I guess skip over it if you're my mom.
No. I read it.
Ten Commandments.
Your mom.
No, you didn't. Ten Commandments. There were a couple commandments that didn't make the cut because the team
they
was
didn't
like,
make the cut because there was too much smut.
The team was like, you can't put that in a book and not get in trouble.
wrap it in hard plastic to be opened later,
right.
Like a porn magazine.
Oh my god. Well, so. And I have plenty of commandments that could have gone into the Ten Commandments, but a couple of them. Maybe I'll save them for book two.
Really? Yeah. Why did I not know that?
Are you kidding? The one about...
Did I read the written part of it?
The one about...
I have no idea what... Yeah, okay. I think I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's signing it to me.
Yeah, the team was like... You can put anything you want
in
the book,
read
but
that.
We're going to have to advise you to not include that.
So there were 15 commandments.
I went into that chapter with a whole bunch of commandments saying, which ones are your faves? Let's cut some, because there's only 10 that can be added.
And the Lord knows Mama had 45.
Just calm it down.
100.
Anyway. But yeah, Hopeless Tomanic, I think... Hopeless Romantic was one of the first chapters I wrote, but it was... It gets a little adult.
Risque. I feel like... Kids are going to get this book for the holiday season, and their parents are going to have ripped out 3 chapters.
There are – I mean, I say the word fuck in it. I talk about sex in it.
Oh, my God.
It's a – I'm 26 years old. I'm not going to age down my life because this is my life. So if you have a problem with that.
Right. And this might just be sex education because Lord knows they're not giving it out in the public schools.
Amen. Gay men.
All right. I have another question. This is from – Val Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know, did you enjoy the whole process of writing the book?
Yes. But the process of writing a book is so much more than writing a book. And that is one thing I have found. And I have so much respect for the whole book industry about this because, I mean, I'm sure there are ways you can write a book and kind of be a little bit more hands-off. But I kind of approach everything I do very nosy in every regard. And I'm like, how does this work? How does this work? How does this work? How do I have input about this? How do I, like... Can I decide this? Can I pick what font? Can I pick what this? Can I pick what pages? Like, every single part of the book was so much work where when I thought about doing a book, I thought it was just writing, and it was so much more than that. So the hardest...
Because you like to be involved, which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, but, like, every decision, like, when it came down... Like, I'm just picky, and I'm annoyed by how picky, but, like...
I'm annoyed, too.
Shut up. Even picking, like, colors of fonts of under the sleeve of the book, or even picking the texture of the font on the cover of the book, or even the different types of outfits for the book cover when on the book cover you don't even see any outfits that went into the photo shoot for that day, or even the colors of the wrappers on the cover, or the tape used to tape down each picture in the book. So in the book, there's... I think we have, like, maybe 50 pictures that have never seen the light of day. They're sprinkled throughout all the book. But I was like, okay, well, I want the book to kind of feel scrapbooky,
yeah,
in a sense. So I want each of the pictures to look like it's taped down. And so we had maybe 15 different mock-ups of different types of tape in different placements for the tape.
Oh, I remember.
Because they were like – they sent over an option. I was like, that simply won't do. So I was like, I was like, can I see 15 different options of different types of tape and
on different angles and,
different
and one
angles
on the corner
of each
and
of the books?
Different
and they
widths
hate me. I was like, the book team hates me because I'm like –
and different widths.
But like things you don't think about and things I didn't think about. So to answer the question of did I like writing a book, loved it. Did I like the process of creating a book? It was a little stressful at times because a lot of thought goes into little things like tape.
Yeah. One last question.
Ask me anything.
Izzy wants to know.
Hey, Izzy.
Have you exposed other YouTubers in the book, or are there other YouTubers in the book?
Yes. I exposed is a harsh word.
And that's why I'm putting a spin on the
YouTubers
question.
Are 100% part of my life. So many of my best friends are YouTubers. So just as much as my family is sprinkled in, my friends from high school and college are sprinkled in. YouTubers are obviously, of course, sprinkled in. And there are some chapters, like I think about unhappiest birthday. It's one of the last chapters. That has to do with a moment in my life. It was one of the worst days of my life. And some YouTubers were present for it. And so obviously they're a part of that chapter. And yeah, I mean, and then I'm trying to look through the other chapters of where YouTubers are. Like, if you can't beat them, YouTubers were there for that story. There's a chapter called Pleasure and Pain, all about One Direction. And YouTubers are definitely part of that chapter. So there's a lot of, obviously, and plus, like, when I read other YouTubers' books, I like knowing who certain people are in those chapters, and I like hearing about my friends and about, like, people in their lives. And so, yeah, I think if you are a fan of YouTube, you'll be pleasantly surprised at the moments mentioning people you know and love on YouTube. But also, it's if you don't watch YouTube at all, and there are a lot of people that listen to the podcast that have never seen any of our YouTube videos, you don't need to know anything about YouTube or my life on YouTube to get this book. It's not a YouTuber book in that sense.
Right. It doesn't – I mean, it goes much deeper than that. It's just like a traditional, like, memoir-y collection of personal essays.
Yeah. So that's that. If you want to read that, you can read that.
In fact, you can walk into a bookstore and get it today.
I am just – it's so weird that today I can leave the studio right now. I can go into Target and find a copy of my book on the shelf.
There it is.
That I've probably signed because I sent over a whole bunch of signed copies to Target.
And any of the ones that you didn't.
Also, P.S., if you want to get the book, you can obviously get it online, but a lot of stores have signed copies, and the signed copies are first come, first serve at those stores. So, like, Target, Barnes & Noble, Waterstones, W.H. Smith.
They're all there.
They're everywhere. If you want to get one, please do. I would be so happy if you did. But send me a selfie if you get a copy of the book, whether it's in the mail or in person. Or the coolest thing ever would be if you go to the store just to see if it's there and you take a selfie with the shelf, because I would die. A shelfie.
A shelfie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hashtag shelfie.
Don't hashtag shelfie.
Hashtag like, binge.
hashtag binge book. But also hashtag shelfie if it's a shelfie.
Right. I love it.
Well, I just want to say thank you if you get the book. I hope you like it.
I just want to say that this episode was a lot about you, so make sure you follow me on Twitter.
Well, it's also a lot about you because you're very much a part of the book.
I mean, well, my question still stands. Should have been a little more, but...
Oh, book two. You're in...
The Corey chapter. Oh, my God, you'll call it the Corey chapter.
I don't know if that's a...
It'll be like that time when we hugged live on air.
Oh, my God. Remember when we fist bumped live on air?
No, because
that episode's
after.
Not out yet. Well, spoiler alert.
Anyways.
Oh, you know what? My favorite mention of you, though, in the book, one of my favorite mentions, was the chapter in How Fitting.
How Fitting. Yes.
Do you remember?
Yeah, that's
that
very me.
That day was a very cringy chapter.
It was very fitting.
But Corey was a big part of that.
It's funny because I thought you were going to be so annoyed that day, and you just laughed.
I was laughing and laughing because that was one of the chapters that I wrote after being
in the middle of the process of the book. Yeah.
And so the whole time that horrible, horrible day was happening, all I was thinking of it was, this is going to make an incredible chapter.
So you should have more kerfuffles.
I should write more books because I'll be in less of bad moods when bad things happen because I'm just like, that'll make a good chapter.
Good to know.
GTK.
All right. Subscribe.
Get the book.
Send us love. Get
Thank
the book.
Thank you for getting the book. If you want to get it this week, I would love you forever. Or any week that you're listening to this. But that's all, you guys. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.